Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I'm Emily, and well, it's just me today. Jen and I tried to film this podcast earlier in the week, what we typically do, but it didn't record. So here we are, and so you just get to listen to me today. I am excited to be here and be with you wherever you may be while you're listening to this podcast, and I hope it is just brings you support and just encouragement at whatever part in your journey you're in. It's always a journey. We're never going to arrive. Even the most put together looking person you think of has not arrived. We're all in different boats. We all have our insecurities, and we all have our challenges. And so I hope that's encouraging to you wherever you may be. But today I would like to talk to you about part 6 of our 7-part series we're doing as we lead up to Christmas. So Christmas is next week. Can't believe it's already here. But if you have been following along with the series, you know we've been talking about different things that kind of go along with, you know, preparation for the holidays, the busyness of the season, the different and added activities, and all the get-togethers, everything. It just sometimes is too much. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about having, you know, patience and flexibility with yourself, wherever you may be. So today, in part 6 of our series, we only have one more week left of doing this series, but today, talking about food on vacation days. Now, vacation days, this is, say you have, no matter what, where you're at in your life, I mean, you might be single, you might have kids and a family, and insert any other situation you might be in, but you could have time off work, vacation days with your kids, so your kids are at home, and everybody kind of depends on you more. Things can get kind of unruly, and especially when you're used to operating out of a routine, a normal routine, how you are the rest of the year when you might go to work, your kids are in school, and during the day, it's kind of, you know, what you do to operate the best. And so we're talking about specifically when we're at home for prolonged periods of time because we have time off work, kids are home, and we're not used to that, except for this time of year. So there can be different challenges that do go with that, you know, just forgetting to eat or eating too much or, you know, looking at the clock and saying, oh my gosh, it's 3:00. What have I done with today? And it can get kind of overwhelming sometimes. Hopefully it's more positive than overwhelming, but there's always those moments. And so kind of a few things that Jen and I were talking about earlier this week that could, you know, assist in this and just be something for you to think about as you do prepare to have some days off and kids at home, is, you know, creating a routine and a structure for your day. Now, this is not to say you have to have every minute of the day planned out. It's more just to have a roundabout idea of around this time I wake up, this time is meal time, this time I exercise or do something, and this time is dinner, whatever it may be. Now, it can be very loosey-goosey, but you have at least like a roundabout idea of when things occur. This will help you kind of just keep things straight and also keep on track with what you're wanting to accomplish. You know, it's easy to get past the vacation days and be like, what did I do? And I could have done this, this, and that. And so this is going to help to really dive in, do the things that you want, and to make the most of it. Because, I mean, really, you don't have to do anything. It could be literally to watch a movie, make hot chocolate, look at Christmas lights. But if we are not intentional in, you know, planning and when we want to do those things, then we've missed the mark. And so that's what I really want to get at with this, is being clear on what you do want to accomplish, making a list, so that way you can feel good later on when you have done it. And this goes with everything. So with like activities and also food choices. So routine and structure. Second thing, keeping meals at the same time. So it can be easy to, you know, there's lots of food, you know, we might be getting takeout because kids are at home and it's just easier. And so, which is totally fine. It's just keeping meals at the same time. That way, you know, okay, at this time we're going to eat. So that way it keeps us satiated for the rest of the day in doing whatever we need and want to do as a family or as a single person. And so that will be very helpful to then say you missed breakfast and lunch and you're like, I'm starving. You know, that's going to cause you might to binge later and eat too much because you say, I haven't eaten all day, I'm starving, and vice versa. If you've eaten too much throughout the day, you might miss a meal, then miss another meal because you're like, I can't eat more, and you know, it creates a cycle. So that can happen both ways. And thirdly, so this is our third point for today, is exercise. Now, this doesn't mean you have to go do an hour workout at the gym. You don't have to go run for a long time. This is just doing activities where you can move your body. So, for example, this morning I did yard work and picked up all the leaves and I cleaned the garage. And I was like, I needed to do that. I got outside and I was moving around and listening to Christmas music. So, so that was fun. So little things like that to where you can feel good about, I moved my body, I got my endorphins up, and now I can go do something opposite. I can relax or rest, stuff like that. Because kind of if we do too much of one or the other, there's no balance. So if I go lay inside all day, then there's no balance there. I didn't go and do what my body needed outside, versus if I'm moving around all day up and at them, you know, that's good, but too much can lead to like feeling tired and not wanting to do anything else. So balance is key there. So it's all about, you know, making conscious decisions and just keeping a structure and intention behind those decisions, because it's gonna help us to, you know, live life the best in the way that it supports us. And so we really want you guys to be successful during this holiday season and whatever you choose to do with your families, by yourself, whatever. You know, it's important that you do what's best for you. And so we are here to help you figure out what that is. And I think that's about all I have for today. So routine and structure, keeping meals at the same time, and exercise. We like to keep it simple around here, and I think those three kind of sum it up. If you think of anything else, though, please feel free to comment. We're open, and especially on our Beyond the Diet group, you can talk to us there. In addition, what I want to leave you with today is Jen has a Beyond the Diet self-paced course. You can find that on, I'll actually post a link on here. So it will give you a roadmap to food freedom, and you can do it at your own pace. So what more could you want there? So this is a great opportunity and resource for you if you are wanting to take the next step, but you're not quite ready for personal coaching. This is going to help you learn and kind of determine what's best for you and what you can do later on, what you can do now. So we are here to help and support. And Thank you for listening today. Today was part 6. We're talking about vacation days, food, and please join us next week for part 7. It will be the final episode of this series, and we look forward to chatting with you then. Bye, everybody. Talk to you soon.